was my shirt today.
Uh-huh.
When we left Jacksonville, I'm thinking, I got this white shirt today.
Yeah.
I hope I stay clean.
Yeah.
We were gone 2 minutes, and I spilled my damn coffee on my shirt.
Yeah.
So I was in that really convenience store a while ago to get the can.
Uh-huh.
I looked in the mirror, and the outline of my coffee stain looks like a large circumcised penis.
Oh, that, I thought that was just the design on your shirt. I was like, man, no. Jim's got a dick on his shirt.
That's, oh, yeah, that's he's a novel. Dick. Yeah. He's a dick. So, if you see me later today, kids, it's a coffee stain.
Yep.
I'm a pig pen today.
Oh, boy. Man, the characters we have met, huh?
Yeah. Well, a lot of those Lucky Spa massage places here over in these Rutgers, right?
Yeah, man. They're everywhere down here.
You love me long time?
they're everywhere in South Georgia.
All those wonderful over-the-road happy endings.
I have a bit feeling their business has been hurting a little bit because of the COVID thing. I mean, everybody else has. I mean, there's all, and we had this company go to come into the house and put this web system in, this what they call a web system where they, I don't know, they get these boosters to make sure that your whole house is covered by the internet, your wireless, and it helps it out a great deal. Guy showed up at the house last week and says, we were getting new TVs too. So I got new TVs, but the web system is on back order for 3 weeks. And I said, why did you show up here at the house if you don't have everything? Well, I got the TVs. I said, leave. God mighty. And so why are they back through? Why are they back ordered 3 weeks because of COVID?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said, you know what? That's a fucking lame excuse.
Everything is COVID.
Yeah.
Every excuse for the lack of performance or one's inadequacies,
yeah,
is just passed right over,
yeah,
to because it's COVID.
And I know it's real, and I know people have died, I know people are sick, but I think for some business, it's become a fucking excuse.
Oh, yeah, agree. Yeah. A lot of them are because of the inconsistencies of business.
Yeah.
They're afraid to stock up on certain things.
Right.
Have their cash tied up in inventory. So now what they're doing, a lot of I've experienced this, the condo I bought on Jacksonville Beach, doing some upgrades and some remodeling, et cetera, et cetera. And there's hardly a day goes by that there's some change in the timetable because of the friggin' virus.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the virus.
Yeah.
I wonder how many years people will use that virus thing as an excuse for not getting their work on time or keeping their commitments.
Yeah. Oh, well, we're going to be hearing about it long, long after it's over.
Somebody asked me about when they thought we were going to be back on the road. Well, I don't think it'll be this year.
No, it won't be this year.
Maybe 2021. But there's no guarantee there either. We don't know.
It'll be after, I'll tell you this story in a minute. Just once they get a vaccine, if they get a vaccine, I talked to my doctor. He said, it may not be a vaccine, but it may be something that will combat it. You know, you go in like, I don't know. Like, so anyway, there are some people, unfortunately, one of them I'm married to, who is ultra right wing, who feels that once the election is over, it'll all change. That's okay.
Interesting comments.
Yeah. But listen, she's.
Woo. Does she watch a lot of Fox News?
That's all she does. I can't take it. I love her, but I can't. I gotta go somewhere else. I gotta go to another room. Because I just don't want to hear people griping and bitching and debating on TV and give you their side.
It's the same old shit, man.
It is, man.
It's just another version of it.
That's right.
These guys are all great problem identifiers. But they're not real good on the solution aspect, that concept. Sean Hannity annoys the shit out of me.
I can't listen to him. And I won't.
I don't like his little part in his haircut.
Yeah.
I don't like the way he comes with his hair. You know, he used to work at WGST in Atlanta.
Sure did.
I was doing some work there, and he was the fair-haired child then, the golden boy.
Yeah. Sure was. And then, when I worked for WSB, he moved over, he syndicated shows on WSB. And when I worked at WSB in the newsroom, he came in, I saw him like maybe three times. He would come in, if he had something in Atlanta, he would come in and do his show in one of the studios, one of the production rooms. And I thought he was a fucking arrogant prick.
Yeah.
I really did. And he comes off that way on TV, too.
I agree. I just want to slap him for his haircut. I just like it so hard that his part will go from one side of his head to the other.
Gee, what a just... Well, I don't know when it's all going to subside, JR, but I don't think we're going to forget 2020 for a long, long time on many levels.
I just want to make it out of this son of a bitch alive.
Yeah, he will. Shit.
That's the deal. I get all kinds of screaming people. You shouldn't be going down to Florida, Duval County, slacking inside. You know.
Jesus Christ.
But you know, I stay isolated. I don't stay at the team hotel.
Well, yeah, I know.
And you do sometimes.
I do sometimes, but I did the last couple of times, but mostly I get an Airbnb like you do. That's good stuff.
Better do.
Yeah. And, you know, and listen, Tony takes care of his talent, man. I mean, you got to admit that. You know, at the team hotel, he feeds them afterwards and everything.
The freeloaders. Well, it's funny the other day is that a lot of the extras, you know, got over there. So they had all this gorgeous food laying there.
Yeah.
And instead of waiting for the dynamite talent to get over to their little shuttle from Danny's place over to the Hyatt, they just started eating.
Yeah, they just... dove right in.
Some of the time guys like Cherubim got there, they wouldn't shit to eat.
Yeah.
And I heard he went ballistic.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he did.
And here's the funny part. Even some of the guys that have been there since the beginning, that are, you know, 8-9 hole hitters, they feel like it's their right to be fed steak and good food. You know, the issue there is that old Tony lives at the Hyatt, and there's a Morton's in the lobby.
Oh, I know.
Right? So it ain't like he's buying like a delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich like you and I had this morning.
No.
Those freeloaders are getting food from Morton's or something comparable.
So I went in, I got in on Tuesday and checked in, and then I went down to the place where we get our blood test done. And there were a couple of guys there, and they said, "Hey, we're going to Morton's. Come on and go with us." I went, "Sure." And I went down there, and there was a couple of people sitting around, and I got a private room that Tony always has back there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I realized that we're waiting on Tony to come down. Okay. And I left because I feel uncomfortable, and I get it. Listen. Buying everybody's meal is like dollars, is like pocket change to him. I get that, but I still feel bad about it.
Right.
I feel uncomfortable about it. And I knew that he was coming down and everybody in that room was going to get a meal. And there was one time I did because he told me, he said, "Come on, let's eat." When I saw him in the lobby, we're going to get us up. All right. But I'm just not going to be sitting down there like waiting. Yeah.
Entitled.
Exactly.
Where's my steak? Where's my steak? It's in the fucking kitchen, you freeloading prick. God almighty. You wouldn't even be here if you didn't have connections. I told somebody that they said, "Boy, I wish Jan was still alive for many reasons, but as many relatives are getting hired here, our friends and family, shit, I'll get her a job." "Hey, what's she going to do?" "Well, I don't know either, but..."
Look at the flag.
The Confederate flag is still flying mightily, unfortunately.
Yeah. Exit 71 in South Georgia.
Michael Hayes is driving by here right now in front of you, all teared up. He starts singing Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
Hey. I was over at World Class.
The Von Erich story.
Yeah, I've seen that match many times.
If you want to really get, well, they had about 1,000 of them.
Yeah, but when they turned on Kerry, you know, the thing.
The cage.
Yeah, in the cage.
The old cage dough.
Yeah.
This is must be a den of iniquity, ladies and gentlemen. Adult Superstore, exit 121. Strippers, we need we say more?
No, you don't need to say more. That's right. And then Lucky Spa was over here on the side.
I remember going on the road somewhere one time in WWE days. And Jerry Briscoe and myself and somebody else. We stayed at a hotel downtown in some little town. I don't know what town it was. And they had a strip club, across the street. I mean, literally right across the street. And it was bitter cold, freezing cold, and they had one stripper dancing, and she was pregnant.
that's like
Lordy.
Oh, that's like a Farley Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, do you want a table dance? Fuck no!
You're scaring me. I think you're lactating.
You're
scary. Oh, God. I mean, she was like a Midwestern corn-fed,
yes,
dairy farmer.
Yes.
You know, the varsity bowling team type deal.
Exactly. She was a...
Hey, baby.
It's a farmer's daughter.
Do you want a lap dance?
Oh, I don't want a lap dance. That's great. I left early. I said, my hotel is across the street. There'll be a warm bed. Sans any pregnant strippers in my room.
Well, I think unfortunately the virus took us out of a trip to England. And I think we would have done well over there.
Oh, we would. Yeah.
And hopefully we get a chance to go
back.
Great
fans. I love those fans.
Yeah, they're good people.
I've been over there so many times. I've made friends there.
Yeah.
I've made friends of fans and promoters. Kenny McIntosh has got a real good crew there. I've done a couple, two or three things for him over there.
Uh-huh.
Does a good job. Inside the Ropes, I think he still is called.
Right.
He's got a great staff.
Yeah.
Fiona with the blue hair.
Fiona.
She's our driver. She's great, too. She drove the world's largest podcast tag team, JR, coming right around for a 3-day tour.
Yeah, that was pretty good for you guys, man.
Oh, yeah, we did good. Got paid well, but we drew well.
Yeah.
And it's still a satisfaction of knowing, yeah, we got a guarantee. Yeah, we got, a nice little travel deal, business class tickets. Good hotels, blah, blah, blah. But there's still something about the feeling you get for whatever your little space will hold. You put an ass every 18 inches.
Sure.
Yeah. There's still something about that that's pretty damn cool.
Sure. Makes you feel good. It makes you feel good about what you've done for the promoter.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.